Banff. For 42 years, David Bain worked his way up the ladder at the Fairmont Chateau Lake Louise and left his mark on everyone he worked with. As a result of that legacy, a group of industry partners have come together to launch the David M. Bain Legacy Fund. This fund is a 10-year commitment to support aspiring post-secondary students in their pursuit of hospitality, culinary, or tourism education. A minimum of 4 students per year will receive a $5,000 bursary, with the ultimate goal of 42 students being selected as a symbolic tribute to Bain's 42-year career. It is something that was a response from the industry, after losing him this past spring, said Wanda Bogdane, executive director of the Banff and Lake Louise Hospitality Association. Everyone was quite jarred by the sudden loss. He was such a key foundation for all of us who worked with him in the Valley. With such a large impact on the local hotel industry, and everyone that he met, it was felt the Legacy Fund was the best way to honor him. We wanted to do something in his name, said Bogdane. He was a truly remarkable leader. Bain began his career as a houseman at the Banff Springs Hotel in 1966, and eventually worked his way up to becoming a general manager. He fell in love with hospitality and then had a 42-year career, said Bogdane. He retired in 2008, and served on the Travel Alberta Board of Directors from 2009 to 2013. He was a very special person who had the most unassuming, diplomatic approach that you could ever meet with a professional at that level, Bogdane said. He always came to the table with a tremendous amount of presence and gave time to everyone he worked with. The David M. Bain Legacy Fund is run by the Fairmont Hotels and Resorts, the Banff and Lake Louise Hospitality Association, and the Banff Canmore Community Foundation. Early financial commitments have been received from the owners of the Fairmont Western Mountain Region properties, Sunshine Village and the Skirfield family, Lake Louise Ski Resort and Summer Gondola, Brewster Stables and others. An initial amount of $92,000 has been raised, with a goal of fundraising $250,000 by the end of 2023. A charity golf tournament is also planned for May 2023. There is nothing scoped out yet, Bogdane said. They are now going to put their heads down and figure out what that looks like. The first students will be selected in the spring of 2023, so they can receive the bursary in time for the fall semesters. He had a huge amount of kindness, Bogdane said. He was so distinctly unique and he left mentorship in our hands now that he is not here anymore. We feel a duty based on all of those who worked with him in the past. Bain passed away on March 10, 2022.